Delling poll, Europe is waking up to the truth about the coronavirus scare. By James Delling poll on September 1, 2020. We cannot be certain about the precise size of the large anti-lockdown crowds that massed in London and Berlin this weekend, but at least two things can be safely said. First, the numbers will likely be deliberately underreported by the mainstream media. Second, as the weeks go by, these protests are going to get bigger and bigger. The hysterics, which includes almost all our politicians, vast chunks of the medical establishment, all the mainstream media and, perhaps most despicable of all, the ineffable Piers Morgan, have had their time in the sun. Now, increasingly, reality is making fools of them all. More and more ordinary people are coming to see the truth of the coronavirus pandemic, that it has been massively oversold by our frightened, mendacious, control-freak political class, that our government's overreaction to the problem has caused and will cause far more damage, both to our economies and to our lives, than the problem itself. Ordinary people have had enough. Do watch, for example, if you haven't already, this glorious video of National Health Service worker Louise Hampton bravely, possibly career-destroyingly, calling out what she describes as bollocks. In it she describes how she was given a certificate because, as an NHS worker, she supposedly worked really hard during COVID. To which her response is, "Did I bollocks? Our service was dead. We weren't getting the calls. It was dead. COVID is a load of bollocks. I didn't clap for the NHS because why would I clap for myself when I did fuck all?" Her story is denied by her employers, who are now investigating her. But a recent Telegraph report did hospital wards looking like the Mary Celeste, while waiting lists for treatment for non-COVID illnesses grow and grow. As lockdown skeptics puts it, given that there's a cancer care backlog predicted to cost up to 30,000 lives and NHS waiting lists have exceeded 15 million. The news of empty hospitals will come as no surprise to anyone who has been following the catastrophic conversion of the NHS into a national coronavirus service. The Telegraph has the story. Someone from the BBC's anti-disinformation unit. No, really, the BBC has an anti-disinformation unit, which is a bit like King Herod running a protection of the firstborn unit, is, of course, trying hard to get Louise Hampton sacked. But even one or two MPs are starting to get a bit more robust about awkward details which the MSM has been playing down for months and which our political class have contrived largely to ignore. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.